Plant Talk Day on 790 KFGO. Dave Decock is here. There are several ways to talk to Dave. You can do that by calling us at 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can email us, kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. And if you're in our text club, just text JNS to 35270, and you can ask your question via text message here on KFGO.
And throw out our first pitch of the Plant Talk. Let's let Rich Risvet ask the question that we've been so primed for.
The apple tree question?
Yeah.
Apple tree question. Well, let me ask you this. I've got an apple tree, and we got some shooters coming straight up from the top.
Right.
Some limbs. What should I do with those?
Well, this is the time of the year to do the trimming on apple trees. Go clip all those off that go straight up. And they're called water sprouts. And it's what happens is when you prune a tree, get a lot of moisture and a lot of energy. And in coming up the next year, it shoots up new growth and it shoots them straight up. So they just need to go. They're just never going to be productive.
Wow. Good first pitch, man. It was kind of like the one, you know, when Sandy bounced it two or three times in front of home plate.
What? But stop it. But you know what?
Bring it. I'm just kidding.
Stop. Stop that.
Okay.
Here's an email. Do I sound as... No.
No, keep going.
Acerbic? Mr. Dave, do you have any idea why my Jerusalem lilies don't bloom every year? Sometimes I'm still in shock because my favorite Stephen Colbert is going to be the replacement for David Letterman. It's been confirmed by Leslie Moonves.
It's been confirmed.
It's confirmed, yes. Wow. So anyway, sometimes there are two or three summers between blooms. My daughter told me one time she read they need fertilizer when this happens. So I fertilize them, but it still happens.
Well, a lot of times what'll happen with bulbs is if they don't, the bulbs need to build up a lot of energy in the bulb during the growing season. And if they don't do that, it's a lot like amaryllis. You get a nice amaryllis, you plant it, first year it flowers great. If you don't get it in an area where it gets enough sun so it rebuilds the bulb up to the strength for flowering, it won't flower the next year. And it would be the same thing in this case. The bulb has just not been built up enough. It hasn't built up enough energy supply to produce flowers every year.
We have a question for Dave Decock from Matt. You're on KFGO, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. My grandmother has got an aloe vera plant. She's had it for years. I'd say it's probably 2 foot, maybe 2.5 foot tall. Is there like a recommended pot size that one should have for having a aloe plant that big?
No, generally what's going to happen, I'm sure it's potted up right now. Normally what they recommend doing is they tend to do better being a little bit pot-bound. So when you do put it in a new pot, go maybe 2 inches, 4 inches bigger, but don't overdo the size too much. Just step up in size. Don't, if you've got a 12-inch pot, don't go to a 24-inch pot or anything like that. But just maybe 2 to 4 inches bigger when you move it. Rough up the edge of the, when you take it out of the old pot, rough up the edge where the ball of soil has met with the pot, and then add new soil around it, maybe a little bit under it, and then you should be fine. But don't go to a real large pot. Just step up the size just a bit when you transplant it.
Okay, because right now it's it wants to lean to one side or the other, and
right.
We've put up we put some stakes in there to try and help it out, but
Well, the reason it does that is, of course, it's a little bit weak structured, and that's an indication it isn't getting as much sun as it probably would like to get. Plants tend to get long, elongated and weak and spindly if the sun isn't as much as they would like. So putting in more sun would help some. You could also cut it back. You could cut it part way back, cut it just above a leaf. It would send out new growth from that point, and that would be a new growing point. So you could do that as well if you don't want to keep staking it up. But the reason they stake up is because they get weak because of lack of light.
Thanks for your call. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can text us, if you will, and you can email us, too, at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Rich Risvet asked about apple trees. Other fruit trees are good to prune this time
right,
of year.
Right. Fruit trees are normally pruned in the spring after the danger of severe cold weather has passed, but before they get leafed out. You can certainly do it after they leaf out, but it's a little bit counterproductive to go in and let it leaf out and then go cut the leaves off. So it's much better off to get it done before they start to leaf.
Dave, we're looking at a you know, temperatures above zero. So is it safe to to uncover our roses and stuff?
Oh, yeah. The thing with roses or the perennials, you uncover them now, get the leaves away. And I've just done that, and I've hauled my bags of leaves away to the dumpsters and got rid of them. But yes, because what's happened is they're used to, they're dormant. And when the temperatures stay cold at night, they're not going to leaf out as quick. Now, if they were well leafed out, and then all at once we got some severe cold weather, then it could damage the leaves. But they're not going to be damaged now by uncovering. So if you haven't done it, certainly do that.
This is Dave DeCock. He's retired Cass County horticulturist, but a green thumb king, the king of green. And he will answer any and all of your lawn and garden questions. Jim, you're on with Dave DeCock on KFGO.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I got a plant, I think it's called a coral bell, and it's got long, long stems with blossoms on top, and
right.
The stems are still standing up. Do I clip those off in the spring or leave
yeah,
them?
Yeah, no, just go ahead and clip those off. And also, they're sort of an evergreen plant, so some years you'll actually get some of the leaves actually making it through the winter. So cut those stems off. Any leaves that are obviously dead, you can take those off too, and then it will shoot growth out from below or underneath where you do the trimming. But yeah, get the old stalks cut off. You can do them in the fall, too, if you want.
790 KFGO, it's Plant Talk Day. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, Gail. You're on KFGO with Dave.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. My husband began some tomato plants while we were wintering in Mesa, Arizona.
Right.
And we on our way home now. The plants have some small tomatoes on them, and we were wondering what is the best procedure to utilize to get them to produce.
Now, are they in big pots? Are they just little teeny pots he's got them started in? Or?
We have them in ice cream
buckets.
Pail.
Okay. Are you going to plant them outside into the garden, or are you going to try and grow them in pots? Or?
We'll hopefully put them in the garden.
Okay. I think what I would probably do is probably take the little tomatoes off now. You're not going to have enough light and enough growing space, basically, to have those tomatoes go through to develop. So I think I'd probably get those tomatoes off. And when you get them home, get them in as much light as you possibly can until you can move them outside. We probably have got at least a month before we can move them outside. So you're going to have to keep a lot of light so they don't get tall and leggy. Most of the time, if we bring them home and we put them in the home, unless we've got an awful lot of artificial light, they're going to tend to stretch out and get leggy, and then we move them outside, and of course, they're weak and wimpy. So anything you can do to keep them from stretching out, maximum amount of light, but probably take the little tomatoes off.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
How was Mesa this winter, Gail?
It was absolutely awesome. We've had the warmest winter ever. It was, we've been down there 9 years, and this is the nicest winter we've had.
Well, wow.
We were cold, by the way, and we'll welcome you home. Thank you for calling, Gail.
Jerry, you're on with Dave. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, hello. Nice to chat with you here.
Thank you.
I tell you what I've got. I've got a considerable number of spruce trees in my yard, and here about a year, maybe 2 years ago, I started noticing where the bottom branches were turning brown. I was losing needles.
Right.
So I assumed, what I was actually told is it was probably spider mites. So I went in and I cleaned them up. I trimmed them up and got all that dead stuff out of there and raked underneath and right. Cleaned it up really well. And now last year I noticed some new spots. It wasn't always at the bottom, maybe on the, you know, two-thirds of the way up. And so what I did is I sprayed my trees last spring with Bravo for fungicide because I thought maybe it's needle cast.
Right.
And then later in the year, as it didn't seem to, it looked like it was spreading, I put malathion on there. And I don't know if that was a smart thing to do or not.
But well, the malathion's not going to hurt. I don't think it's spider mites because spider mites, if you get those, that'd be uniform over the tree. It's just, they're just not going to pick a branch or two to attack. So that would be over the whole tree. My guess would be is it's Cytospora canker, which is a canker disease spruce trees get. And the canker disease causes the bark to rupture. The sap leaks out. And when it leaks out on the branch, it gets kind of a white, chalky color. And when that occurs, then, of course, the branch dies. There's not much a person can do for a Cytospora. You can keep the trees healthy if it's dry. You can water them. You can fertilize them and try and keep them healthy to combat the Cytospora. But there really is not a spray for it. But that would be my guess. And about all a person can do when the branch dies with Cytospora is take the branch off. Hi, Leonard.
Hi there. I have a garden space that I plant vegetables in, tomatoes right. mainly, and I have to use the same place over and over again each year.
Right.
And is there anything that can be done to keep that soil? So I understand you're not supposed to do that, but I have no other way of doing it.
Well, it's better off if you don't, but you can certainly do that. The big thing with tomato blight and some of those kind of things, the big thing to do is plant the plants far enough apart so you get good air movement through it, a spot where there's really good light. And then basically you watch the plants for the start of blight, because with tomato blight, and that's the common problem we have with tomatoes, is the tomato blight, they will start on the bottom leaves first. The leaves will get kind of yellow. There'll be spots on the leaves. Those leaves will turn brown. It kind of works its way up. So at that time of the year, of course, then you'd get a fungicide and spray so it doesn't spread up the plant. But the big thing is to make sure it's culturally good cultural conditions to prevent the blight from spreading. And the other thing, if you're going to water, you water on the ground rather than getting the plant leaves wet.